This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman is with us, and John is obviously piped in and part of the MLB Network crew and all over radio.com. He does stuff. He's on really all the prominent stations around the country. One of the great baseball voices and minds. John, how you doing, buddy? Tiki and Tierney. Well, I appreciate you carving out some time, man. Obviously, you're hustling, so we got a bunch of questions. The first thing, and, you know, within that 113-page document, the operations manual, is it anywhere in there, like, should the Marlins have alerted the Phillies about positive tests? Is there anything in there that addressed that?
The Phillies were aware that the Marlins had four positive tests, right? I think it was reported before that game started yesterday that there were four tests that were positive, right? And those players were not there and playing, right? They were scratched. One was this pitcher and two other players, and Neil Farrow was already on the bench. Already out. So, I don't think that they needed to do any more alerting. I think the Phillies should have been aware of it, and everybody needs to be more aware completely. They need to reread the operations manual. I know it's hard, but we're seeing too much high-fiving, low-fiving, fraternization. It seems like they've taken the spitting out and the fighting out, but there's still some hurdles to go. You know, it's a game of emotion, and have not been able to get the emotion out of it, and that certainly is a concern. Of course, now this is all on one team right now. We've certainly had an outbreak, that's fair to say. We've got, now we have 5 plus 9, 14 people with the Marlins, 11 players, I think it's something like 10 and 5. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we have 14 guys who are positive, and that's too many, and it's certainly a concern, and it's a concern for not only them, but for the Orioles, their next opponent, for the Phillies, who they just played, and for the Yankees, who go into that same clubhouse where the Marlins were just residing.
Well, John, what if the Yankees say, well, we're not playing, we're not going to run the risk? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that, but you're right. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people on the Yankees who are concerned. They are fumigating that clubhouse, as I tweeted 50 different ways. And now we have a day, an extra day for fumigation because there's no game. Yeah. So maybe they'll have 100 different ways to fumigate. I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. They say it's mostly airborne. It's not through the surfaces anyway. But, you know, I'm sure they're worried. They had a lot of good people in that clubhouse, 9 players and 5 staff members who are positive. I'm sure there are concerns on the part of the Yankees.
Now, John, it gets real circumstantial, and this is important for the conversation that I'm assuming is happening right now between the owners and Rob Manfred and probably Tony Clark as well. But the Braves also had an issue here. They played the Marlins. They scrimmaged the Marlins. Tyler Flowers and Travis d'Arnaud, both of their catchers, were out with COVID-like symptoms. And so it's speculative to say that it was related to the Marlins, but it's impossible to ignore. What's likely to come out of the conversation that the owners are having and the PA is having with Rob Manfred right now?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to know exactly where this emanated from. It's hard to know right now. Miami's a hot spot. Basically, Florida is the epicenter of the virus right now. So It could have come from their home because they were there before they went to Atlanta, and they say that it takes two to 14 days for it to show up. So the fact that it's 2 to 14 days, it makes it hard to pinpoint exactly where they got it. But you're right. They stopped over in Atlanta. They flew from Atlanta to Philly then. Did they get it on the flight? Did they get it in Philly? I mean, I think it's probably unlikely they got it in Philly. It's probably either the flight, Atlanta, or Florida. But, you know, it's going to take a real scientist to figure out exactly where it came from, not me. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. So we're talking to John Heyman. So, John, here's what I don't understand, and I just referenced the manual before. 113 pages, every conceivable detail addressed, protocol, social distancing, what to expect. How in the world does baseball, and I'm speaking of the commissioner, who I believe has been atrocious. That's just me. I think he's been bad. I'm sorry. I know he's a good guy.
That's okay. You don't need to apologize to me. That's all right.
I got you. I just think he's failing the sport. I don't mean to be but he's failing the sport. I'm not trying to make it personal. But how can Rob Manfred, not within those pages, have a defined plan, nor did he have one with Dan Patrick July 1st when Dan asked him on his show, if this happens, what will baseball do? They don't even know what happens next. How do you not know?
Well, I think they have to figure it out case by case. I mean, do you go in there saying it's an outbreak of two teams with eight people on each team? I mean, I think you have to decide based on the health foremost of the players and the staff and balance that with the value of playing baseball and you know, I guess it's one of those he'll know it when he sees it kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to have a defined number exactly, I would say, in his defense. But
But John, what I mean is, say if the Marlins, say if this really truly is contained, and that would be phenomenal.
Yes.
But based on the quarantining and the negative test consecutive, let's say it encompasses, on the low end, 3 weeks before they can and say they even have a few more positive tests. Say their team is in shambles and they just can't field the representative major league team. The teams that are supposed to play the Marlins, is that a win? Is it a loss for the Marlins? Is it a tie? You only have 6 days to play the extra games that you miss because it's 60-66.
No,
that's what I mean.
Continue to play the schedule health permitting. I don't think the quality of the team is going to make the difference here unless you get down to, you know, everybody's unavailable. I mean, they're even with all the Marlins absences, and they're certainly not a contending team as far as we can tell. I would still say there are teams worse than them in baseball, and that's probably not a very good defense, but you've got about two or three teams that really are terrible.
Yeah,
you know?
Pirates.
They're really terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even thinking of the Pirates, but there's three teams I'm thinking of that are really terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the Marlins being decimated, are they going to be worse than those three teams? I'm not so sure that they will be. It's not balanced. You know, there's two or three super teams and three or four really terrible teams. And, I mean, I guess you could say more than two-thirds of the teams are competitive in the middle, good or medium, mediocre, and somewhere in there. But
you
got some really terrible teams already. So they play a schedule with terrible teams. So
that's what
play the schedule.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we speculated about this earlier. John, do you think that players who knew, some of whom said this before the season, are going to opt out if this thing gets a little bit out of control?
Yeah, I think there'll be more opt-outs. What do we have, about 15 so far, somewhere in that range? I mean, I'm not sure this will do it. You know, the Marlins probably don't have a lot of players that are in that category that will opt out. I generally believed and certainly played out that way, at least at the beginning, until Kopech from the White Sox opted out, that it's going to be veteran players who don't need the service time or the money who are going to opt out. But I don't think this will mean there'll be more Marlins opting out, and I'm not sure there'll be other players opting out, but it certainly is on that path where we will see more people opting out. If there's two or three more teams like this, you know, and then we start seeing many opt outs, you know, that may lead to the pause, the suspension, or even the stopping of the season. But right now, with it just being the Marlins, it's one team. It's really a bad situation. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it or anything like that. But
yep.
With one team, I don't know that we're going to see opt-outs yet. But if it starts to be two and three teams and people are getting sick, I think that's the real issue. I mean, we have a lot of asymptomatic players or players with some symptoms but aren't really in dire health situation. That's probably not going to cause it. But if there's some players who are really having issues with their health, and I worry about right now, they said it was a mild situation with Eduardo Rodriguez, but it involves his heart. So that to me is concerning, and that kind of thing is something that could trigger a few opt-outs. And I don't blame anybody who opts out because there certainly is a risk involved.
Yeah. You know, John, you know, we've seen a couple of injuries at the start of the season already. Clayton Kershaw was chronic. BT and I talked about this. He's had back injuries for the last few years. But Justin Verlander, Corey Kluber, Kluber's, shoulder, he may not miss time. Verlander says he disputes it. It's going to cost him any time with that tightness in his forearm. But we know what that potentially could be. Is this a result of the truncated spring training and then restarting and having it again? You know, what can we blame this on, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, this shortened spring training certainly is a concern and has been a concern. I don't know that the number is huge right now. It's the names that really are eye-popping. You know, we're talking about Kershaw, who's probably the best pitcher over the last half century, who's down at least for the moment. They seem to have hopes for him to come back fairly soon. Strasburg, who's they got close to the world, won the World Series for them, really, and is one of the best five or seven pitchers in baseball. And Verlander, Cy Young winner, on his way to the Hall of Fame, as is Kershaw. So you got three of the 10 best pitchers in baseball. That's really really not good. I think we have pitching injuries every year. Unfortunately, it's a tough thing. It's throwing a ball 98 miles an hour and causes injury. So it's too early to say that the shortened spring training is the cause of it. Kluber has been hurt the last couple years. Even Verlander had something going on in the first spring training, so it's not out of the ordinary, as you guys mentioned. Kershaw has had a back problem off and on for a few years now. So it's too early to say that it's because of the shortened spring, but it's certainly alarming when you see three of the best 10 pitchers in the game who are down.
Rough start for sure. Rough start. John, appreciate you carving out time. We know you're hustling. Thank you very much.
All right,
John Heyman.
Good talking to you guys. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.